how many unfamiliar faces out there in the crowd?
There are a lot of unfamiliar faces. Now, a lot of familiar ones, but a lot of folks interested in College Station ISD, interested in the success of College Station ISD, so I was pleased with the turnout. You know, you always want more at something like this, but we filled up the room.
I was curious about preaching to the choir as opposed to...
Well, I don't know. I mean, certainly to some extent you're preaching to the choir, but to some extent people were coming to get informed. They had real questions that I hope we were able to answer for them tonight, and I hope that we motivated people to say, you know, let's work with our legislators, let's work in the system to see how we can make sure that our legislative body does make education a priority.
And the variety of questions was impressive.
Yeah. You know, public schools boils down to an individual in a classroom, and you could get that feel tonight based on the questions. People are concerned about individuals in the class, whether it's class size or special programs. They're concerned about their kids in our classrooms and the funding that it takes to make sure that we have the programs and the people to keep our kids successful. So the questions were excellent. I think the stories associated with each of the questions were excellent. And I hope we were able to answer things in an honest, straightforward way and to motivate people to say, hey, let's go out and make a difference here.
And to boil that down into a couple of sentences.
The education crisis, the funding crisis for public education appears to be very real. Though no final decisions have been made, the best prognosticators are saying that the funding is going to be reduced anywhere between $4 and $16 billion $4 and $16 million in College Station ISD. That will mean dramatic reductions to our programs and dramatic reductions in the number of people that we have to support our school district. I think people heard that tonight, and I think that they understand that in order to make a difference, they have to be involved in the legislative process as well. And to convince the legislators, make education a priority, use the rainy day fund, fix the margins tax, do the things that you have to do to make sure that public education in Texas remains strong.
And not just zap a form letter email to somebody.
You know, no. Legislators don't want to get a form letter. They want to hear from you, somebody who lives within their district. What do you think? And I think that has an impact. I think it has an impact when Senator Ogden or Representative Brown and others hear from individuals about what they think, in this case related to public education and the funding of public education.
Already, and not knowing what the legislature is going to do, probably drove everybody in this room to a certain level of crazy, but it probably drives you the craziest.
Part of the issue is we don't know what the answer is going to be. We hear a lot of people talk. We hear Senator Shapiro talk about the best we can do is a $4 billion reduction for public ed in Texas. Then David Dewhurst comes out and says public ed will have all that it needs plus a little more. Then we have a House bill that's being discussed where they're discussing a $8 billion reduction to public ed. So what is it? That's part of the anxiety that is associated with this process. And so we need more information from the legislative body. I do trust that they're working on our behalf and working on behalf of specifically public ed. It's a large percentage of the budget. It's also a huge responsibility of the state. And I really trust that they're not going to back down from their responsibility.
Has it been a frustration within the context? I've been in enough states and visited with enough public ed administrators and school board members who are always continually frustrated with the state governing body that they don't get education taken care of very early in the session because it does take up most of the budget. And then you know what else is left to spend on everything else. And then administrators and board members and constituents know what's facing them.
It is. Anytime there's a legislative year, there's some uncertainty. This certainly much more uncertainty this time around than normal times. As a school district, we always knew at a minimum what we would get. This time around, we don't know as a minimum what we may get. And so it makes it very, very difficult to plan. But we're doing the best that we can. We're waiting on information from the state. I go back to say, you know, I trust our legislators to do the right thing. And I've communicated with them and will continue to communicate with them. And I hope the citizens of College Station will communicate with them as well about how they feel about this issue.